Kum Lerna Blat Gemurah. We are up to the Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in the middle of the page. Says the Gemurah, we're talking about Shmuel says that Shukvim have no chazaka to each other, could we allow each other to be using our land? And also, Shukvim can be aiders to each other. And they're not a negeba aiders in a case where it makes no difference to me if I have a lender from the past or if this guy, either way, I don't have the money. Or if I give a chayis to this guy, because what are you worried about that I'm not going to be able to pay Levi Rosh Hashanah Yishalim? So either way, I don't have the money, I have nothing to gain, and I'm believed. So what have I to... V'chi misalik nafshi minei mistalik, right in the middle of the page. In the last few lines, v'chi. V'chi misalik nafshi minei mistalik. If he walks away, you're saying that what, he should walk away from the prayer. He says, ain't li dvarim, and I give it all over to you completely. Is that, does that work? Aren't we suspicious that for the moment he'll walk away from it, he'll say his aedis, and then tomorrow he'll get it right back? Well, Tanya, we learned elsewhere, Bnei Yir, the members of a city. Shenignev Sefer Teda Shalhen, if in a shul there's a dispute, a Sefer Teda about a Sefer Teda, or in a city, a Sefer Teda was stolen. And they bring this guy to a Din Teda, ain't done in B'dayoni, I see, the local Dayonim cannot participate, neither can anyone in the city be a witness. You know why? Because they're only gay bedover, they all need the Sefer Teda. We're talking about, but there's no other Sefer Teda there. Be me, son, if what you're saying is correct. Nothing to do with that. Be me, son, if it's correct. Lisalku betreimen ayu. Why don't two people there just walk away and say, we have nothing to do with this shul or anything else? Will it dainu and let them be the judges? Let them be the judges. And it must be, what's the reason? Because it's not going to help. You'll recuse yourself today, and tomorrow you'll come right back. And you will have a shaykh fit again. So how come over here by the shut if we trust him? Says the Gemara. Everyone has to hear the Sefer Torah when you recuse yourself. You need the Sefer Torah. You want the Sefer Torah in the shul. You want the Sefer Torah back in the city. So therefore, everyone is a gebed of it. Different than over here. Tashma coming here. Not because of Chayshul Kinyuna. Tashma come over here. I want you to donate a money to the people of the city. Right now we're thinking for maintenance of the, whatever, the walls. Ain't done in, but, and then there's a dispute. Ain't done in, but Dayani Yosir. You cannot use the local judges. No, can anybody be aided? Because all beneficiaries of this of his largesse. Whatever somebody said, you did give whatever the dispute is about, whatever it is. Nobody in that city can involve. Yeah, let two people walk away. Again, Hachanam is when he said giving a mana was towards the Sefer Teda, and they for everyone's a beneficiary. That's why they can't. Not because we're chayshul kinunya. Tashma here. You have to give tzedakah. I want to give money for the tzedakah of the poor. Ain't done in bidayoni. I see you cannot use any of the judges of that city. No, can you bring a raya from anybody in that city? Now, before we ask our question, we might already ask what does make sense. If somebody promised to give a tzedakah to poor people, why can't the dayoni more not poor? Okay, a poor dayan maybe can because he's a beneficiary of his money, so they're from the gabed of it. But rather, an ordinary person is not a poor person. Why can't he be a dayan? It is, but aniyim shakli, the poor will get tzedakah, and dayanim, if so, you can apostle everyone to be a dayan. Why? You cannot have a dayan who is a poor person because he's a beneficiary. Or no, can you have aiders from the poor people in the city? But now the question goes to our regular question. If you say we trust, we're not chayshul kinyuna, that what he'll accuse us of today and tomorrow he'll join again. So lisalku beitreinav shayu, let two people say we're not interested in collecting, getting any of his money. Velidainu, and let them be the judges, unless we say we're chayshul kinyuna. So how come Ashutfim? The Mefarshim already asked, and the Rashbam says that we're talking about not that they should be the judges, they should be the aides, and we'll use judges from another city. Why they called poor Ebezei? The Hakoil eight is a teida ani main. Three brises also about the Sefer Teda. The most common dispute in any community was about the Sefer Teda. Yeah, somebody donated, he wants it back. Well, who knows what it is? I never gave it to the shul. I just used it, you know, the house of the. Ebay say more. I can argue. No, we're talking about an ordinary person. Leilam kiriktoni aniyim mamish. Yeah, we're talking about aniyim mamish. We're talking about not sevetayim. We're talking about tzedakah. And who cannot be a judge? Anybody cannot be a judge. Why? Uvaniyeh deromi elaya. These judges were the wealthy people, and there was a levy on the community to give tzedakah. But this guy came along and offered to give $1 million for everybody, which then exempts all these other people from giving tzedakah. So the dayanim are beneficiaries of his largesse. So therefore, they cannot be involved. What kind of tzedakah are we talking about? Each one has a fixed amount they have to give. So let them give the discharge, whatever. Let's have to give. Each one has to give $100. Let's give $100. And then we'll dine. Now it makes no difference to them whether the guy is tzedakah Israel or not. They can let them be a judge. There was no fixed amount. And depending on how much money is needed in the pool, everyone has to contribute equally. So it's their interest that this person's donation should get into the pool, so they have to give less. Or Ebay say, Malayim, the kids lose a fixed amount. Even though it's a fixed amount, but if there's no need for it, they're all parts of giving, so they're all beneficiaries. Nothing to do with Kanunya. Benas and Shaymi Sachar, as I said before, that each shutev comes a shayman, not as a shayman chinim, but a shayman socha, because today I watch it for you, tomorrow you watch it for me. L'chayda, my wayichay, if shmira bebailim he. The din is, if we had an ashayel, that if I, and we learn from them, not only ashayel, but all other shaymanim, if you're working for me, and I borrow from you, and you're working for me at the time while I'm borrowing from you, even though you weren't there at the time when I broke it, or whatever happened was stolen, I am putter, because she'ila bebailim, the same thing, shmira bebailim. Since we're both working for each other all the time, you're minding my things, and at the same time, I'm minding your thing, so you're working for me. I'm working for you, but you're working for me. So how come, even if I'm sure it's I have to pay if it's gnignev or it's lost? It's not pshat. You think that every day I'm watching half of your things, and you know I'm watching things, and half everything I have is yours. So whatever I'm watching, half of it is yours. So like I'm working for you, and whatever you're watching, half of it is mine. So you're working for me, right? Everything is bebailim. No, we're talking about today I'm watching all 100% of whatever we own b'shutfus, and tomorrow you're watching 100%. So today when I'm watching, it's not bebailim, because you're not watching anything for us. You watch me today and I'll watch you tomorrow. Tell them what we learned. If he sold him a house, if Reuven sold a house to Shimon, or he sold a field to Shimon, and Meyid Loyale, Reuven cannot testify on behalf of Shimon, because Reuven is responsible, and Shimon loses the property, Reuven has to burst him. So obviously, Reuven is Negei Bedover. He wants Shimon to retain the property, so he'll testify on his behalf. Yeah, this guy's claiming it's stolen. No, it isn't. I bought it and I sold it to him. He's not believed because he's Negei Bedover. What about mochale pori sold him a cow, or mochale tali sold him a talis? Meyid loyale for talis and a cow, he could. He doesn't take a chreis. We'll see in a minute. Bipnesha ain't achre yisrael. If he doesn't take a chreis, it's not negay to me whether it ends up with you. Who do I care? If it doesn't end up with you, I'm not responsible. So therefore, of course, I'm not negay with all, but I can tell you. So lechayde ma'ishno reisha ma'ishno sefer. Why should it be different, the reisha and the sefer? Why should be a difference? Amar Rav Sheshet, said, we're asking a question. It sounds like from this contrast that even though they're both sold the same way, with a chreis or without a chreis, there's still a distinction between karka and metatlin. Why should it be a karka? I'm going to give it over, metatlin not. Why should that be? So he says here, in other words, if clearly I said this is a chayda chrayis, it's not the gay that it's karko or it's metaltlin. Make a chilek in karko itself. That if I sold you karko with a chrayis, then I cannot say edus. If I sold you karko without a chrayis, then it could be edus. He doesn't make that distinction. He makes it in karko metaltlin. What's the difference karko metaltlin? Omer Avshed, Avshed says, Reisha, this is the case. Okay, halka. Reisha b'Reuven shegozal sodem m'Shimon. So Reuven stole a field from Shimon, u'mochra Levi, and Reuven turned around and sold it to Levi. Okay, so the stolen field, Shimon's stolen field, is sitting by Levi. Then v'osa Yehuda, came along Yehuda, v'kama adani tainus to Levi, you bought a field from Reuven, you should know that really the field is mine. It's not Reuven's, it's not Shimon's, it's mine. the Lelezel. So now the question is, can Shimon go and testify on behalf of this innocent purchaser, or the Gaza, the purchaser, Levi, so that keep Yehuda out of the scene?
Didn't we say he has to establish that the field actually belonged to the guy who sold it? The purchaser.
Yeah, whatever it is.
So he's testifying on behalf of the Gaza.
Exactly, 100%.
I know that he has this land because he stole it from me.
Well, yeah, so 1 second. So should it, can he not? The Lelezel, so the din is Lelezel Shimon La Asa Lelevi. Shimon has no right to go and testify on behalf of Levi. Why? The Nichele the Hodra. Because he's happy that he should sit by Levi rather than by Yehuda. I lechayda v'kivon de asile de Levi. If he's testifying on behalf, how does he testify? Yehuda, you're saying it's your field. No, it isn't. It's Reuven's. No, the only entitlement that Levi has is because he bought it from Reuven. So in other words, Shimon has to testify that field belonged to Reuven. So what's he claiming then from Levi? What's going on here? The hechim what's in mapele menei. Let's understand before we go right here. What's Shimon going to tie now? That Reuven is a ganav. And you just got up in court yesterday and you said that Yehuda, you have nothing to do with the field because it's Reuven's field. So we answered, Omar, your diner, the Haida Adel of Yehuda. He doesn't say it's slave. He doesn't say it's Reuven's field. He says, I know for a fact Yehuda never owned this field. And he and another aide joined together to testify against Yehuda. Fine. Now, over who? Schusa. The Kamapik Le Malevi, Livka Me Yehuda.
If you say aides, Yehuda never owned that field.
No.
Doesn't
ask you, we'll ask another question. No. We know you never owned the field. That's enough. That's aides. Doesn't matter who the real owner is, it's not his. Now, Freddy Gmar, a simple question. So what's my nafkamina? You're telling me that he shouldn't come and testify in the Gabe Dover, that he doesn't want it to be by Yehuda. And now it's headed by Levi. What's he gonna do? He's gonna bring Adim to take it out of Levi. So my nafkamina to Shimon, the true owner, whether the field is sitting by Levi or whether he ends up by Yehuda. Either whatever proof he has.
It's out of his hands.
Whatever proof that Shimon has to take it out of Levi's hands, he'll use it against Yehuda. So what's the vested interest he has here? If they can say that, it's very simple.
Oh,
it was with us the whole day.
You've got to say something else.
What's something else? But we don't know if you didn't lend the day before, whatever. We don't know anything. We don't have to know a property who the owner is to be able to say that you never bought it. Why do you have to know that?
You can't. We know he never had it. How do you know?
I'm trying to understand.
Because you're with us the whole time.
Hey,
or
we're
your banker. We know your. I'm your tax accountant. I know everything that you own. Whatever it is, you can bring it to us that it's not yours. Because you're going to say you bought it on a certain day. We'll say that day you're not there at the time. Whatever you say. What you say it is yours. How is it yours? When you buy it? Where were you? And they'll say it's not true. Not thinking about a question, why does he have a vested interest? At the end of the day, it might have to come in if it stays with Levi or it stays with Yehuda. Whatever Rai has to take it out of Levi, he'll have it against Yehuda. So what it means in the Geber Dover? And for the Gemara, L'chay Afus Chusa, the Kamar B'Levi, Livkim Yehuda. No, he has a vested interest. Hasheini Noech Liorisha Koshe Menu. It's easy, Levi is a Frumid. And I can take him to the Din Teda. The Din Teda paskas that he has to give me back the land, I'll get it back. Yehuda doesn't care about the Din Teda. He's one of these strong people, doesn't care. And therefore, if I'm going to fight him, it's going to be a long fight. I'd rather have it by Levi, sitting by Levi, and I'll use the evidence and I'll take it out of him rather than Yehuda. So I have a vested interest.
Poor
Levi,
the innocent party in all this.
Yeah. So he had a concept then that people didn't listen to the interiors.
What recourse does Levi have to get his money back?
Oh, that's what Reuven. Reuven. Reuven's the Ghana for sold him. He stole his own land. Why is Shimon responsible for that? We did have a whole Gemara Baba Kama that he has to pay him for the investment he put in the land, whatever, the Shvach. The E-Boy is same on other territories. Another interesting territory is why. He'd rather have it sitting by Levi than by Yehuda? Very simple. Yehuda has two witnesses to say that the field does belong to him. Belongs to him. Shimon has two witnesses to say that the field belongs to Shimon. So what happens if Shimon takes Yehuda to court? Be two against two. And what do we say today? Leave things the way they are. Where's the field sitting right now? By Yehuda. So you leave it by Yehuda. Yehuda comes along and he says it's not Levi's. So if Yehuda takes the field away, if Yehuda wins that field, sitting by Yehuda, then Shimon, you ask the question, what the same proof that Shimon has against Levi, he'll take it against Yehuda. He can't. Because Shimon's proof against Levi is he has two agents and the field belongs to him. Levi has no evidence otherwise. So Shimon will win outright. But if the field ends up with Yehuda and Shimon then takes Yehuda to Bezin, Yehuda has two agents that belongs to him. Shimon has two agents that belongs to him. What does Bezin do? He'll say, Yehuda, you keep the field. Shimon loses. So he has a vested interest to have the field by Levi. Yeah, so he'll have a vested interest to keep it by Levy. Levy has no witnesses to support him, and Shimon will win. So that's why we're not to be trusted.
Why don't we call this moment a little bit soft?
What's the soft? That's it.
By without who do we believe?
So what do we, what do we do? No, we don't. Because by Karka we had the Flam of a bed. Remember Rabbi Yosef? We said Trey Vatrey. So we said Trey Vatrey, because of my mom, and you say, you leave it by mom, and you say, how much Rav Raya? Leave it where it is. By Karka, whoever's squatting right now, whoever's there right now, he's the owner.
If a person stole the food and put improvements into it, he doesn't deserve to be compensated.
He does. He, because the fact is, we learned yesterday, if I walk into your field without, if I walk into your house and I paint your house without your permission, and I did a good job, you're going to pay me. That's it. Take it to the Torah.
That's exactly what we had here. Yehuda's a guy who's a strong character.
That's it. Yehuda doesn't pay up.
And he says,
very good. For example, Yehuda has Adis and Shimon has Adis. Take him. We pass him when we have two against two. Leave the land where it is. So why do you have to learn a maaser with Levi buying it from Reuven? A whole elaborate story. But look from the Gazlan. Just say that it's Reuven. Just say there's nobody. It's very simple. Say that Shimon, that Yehuda is come. There's no Levi here. There's a Reuven, a Shimon, and a Yehuda. Reuven is a ganef, and Shimon is the real owner. And now comes along Yehuda to Reuven, the ganef, and says, "Hey, no purchasers, garnished. Why do you need a purchaser?
What's Yehuda do?
I want my field. It's my field. I'm the original owner." He walks over to Reuven. You think you stole from Shimon? You stole from me because I'm the owner. And then now, so now what happens? Shimon has to stand and defend the Ganef against Yehuda.
In order that he can then claim back from the Ganef.
In order that he can take, and what is he going to say? He's going to say that doesn't belong to Yehuda, and therefore to Reuven, then the Reuven will take the Taita. The same thing that we have here. And he has a vested interest because he wants this in by Reuven. But why do we have to talk about Al-Kech? That's very interesting. Well, look, when Gazlin, let's talk about Gazlin. And the Gemara, why? Because we're trying to find a different metalton and karka. If they're both with achrayis, why should there be a different metalton and karka? Or they're both without achrayis, why should it be different? He said, you know why? Shouldn't the kaboy the mister sefer? We want to explain the sefer. What was the sefer by metalton in mochale part of mochale talus? There's a levy involved, and the levy bought the talus. Levy bought the cow. And I remember, Reuven, when it comes to karka, there's no years by karka. We learned in the sukkah over there, the flamid. There's no years by karka. We learned also about karka. No years by karka, but metalton there's years. But Yish, if something is stolen and the original owner is Miyayish, the Nigdav cannot keep it. We pass in Yish is not Kaina. But Yish and Shinya Rishus is Kaina. So the Lakeach, if the original owner is Miyayish, and then the Ganef sold it to an innocent buyer, that innocent buyer gets keep it. Yeah, Yish and Rishus. That is why I no longer, so then now Shimon has no longer a vested interest. Because Shimon cannot take it back from Levi. Because Levi had Yish and Shinya Rishus. So Shimon cannot take it back from Levi. So
the,
yeah, we heard violate. Yeah,
public knowledge.
Yeah.
So you get a point in time where you can say there's been Yehusha, then
exactly. Exactly. So that's why over here he's allowed to say ages when it comes to metalim, because he has no vested interest. He Tzibis, I cannot take it away from the guy. He has to turn to the Ganef and take his money back from the Ganef. The Kabbalah is a sefer. Mochaloi pora, mochaloi talis, the davke mocha. There, it only works in the sale. If there was no sale, it's still sitting by the Ganef, then even though there was Yish, Yish is not koine. So then he has a vested interest in leaving it by the Ganef. Even by Metalklin, he couldn't say Aedis, because he has a vested interest that the Reuven, the Ganef, should still keep on the cow so that he could take it in Taita, because with Yehuda, he can't fight. But with Reuven, he could. So why by a pora could he say Aedis? What's it called, a pora or a karka? The only time the chilul pora karka is if there's a buyer involved. So by karka, there's no yish. Even though there's a buyer, you can have 10 buyers in between. The karka still belongs to the original owner. But by a pora, the moment you have a buyer and there's a yish in the shoes, the buyer has a right to keep it. So then the original owner can testify on behalf of this buyer because he has nothing to lose, nothing to gain. The davke mocha, the havel a yish in the shoes. But if he didn't sell, the hodrelei loy tana loy. So tana reish nami mecher. That's why loy reish also mecher. Even though takin the reish, it makes no difference if there was no buyer at all, whether it's still sitting by the ganef or by a buyer. Either way, he has a vested interest. But you're right; it makes no difference. But in the sefer, it makes a very big difference. So therefore, the same thing is by, yeah, the sefer. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Sure, but come on, time more. Yeah.